Hello, it's On This Day. It's John Gibbons. I'm joined by Kev Walsh and by Neil Atkinson to go through three games that all happened on this date in Liverpool's history. And it's a very mixed bag today. It's a draw, a win and a defeat. So one of everything. So we've had more fun ones, but bear with us. There's a lot to get into. If you can't handle the Reds at their worst, you don't deserve them at their best.
It's like UA Gibbons said.
So we'll start with the draw. It's 2014. It's Crystal Palace 3, Liverpool 3. You remember the game. I'm sure it's going to be featured a fair amount across social media and all that today. Just a bit of context if you need it. Liverpool had lost the lead by Chelsea. It was now out of Liverpool's hands, meaning they needed to keep winning and hope Manchester City slip up home to Villa or West Ham. Or there's a very, very small, large goal difference between the two sides as well that strangely comes into play during this game. It's only actually 1-0 up at half-time, which is slightly mad, Neil. It's a Joe Allen header, which is perhaps the most unusual thing of the whole game. Joe Allen scoring a header from a corner.
Yeah, it shouldn't be only one. Liverpool, we absolutely pound them. The fact, when you look at the stats of it, Liverpool have a shot every 3 minutes. Across the course of the game, and in the first half we absolutely pound them. I think it's Allen's first goal for Liverpool and he doesn't celebrate it, which is one of your first markers about the fact that this game is absolutely insane. And when you say it's going to be across social media today, John, what will irritate me, and I want to be very clear, I will be irritable about the matter, is that we will find ourselves in a situation where everyone will miss the context that Liverpool effectively for 70 minutes absolutely ran themselves into the ground because they were trying to score a million goals. And it's a mad thing to try and do, and you can pull it apart after the fact and say it's the wrong thing to try and do. But it's the situation that Liverpool feel as though they are in now because they expect Manchester City to win their remaining games. And they've just watched at the weekend City cruise to a victory against Palace where it felt like they barely got out of second gear, and I think they really feel as though that Palace side is there for the taking. And the fact of the matter is, and this is one of those great football matches where it's all about the results, the fact of the rather than performance, the fact of the matter is that they're right. They murder this Palace side when they're 3-0 up. By that point it genuinely should be or could be about 6. Suarez and Sturridge don't play very well on the day, to be quite honest with you. Neither of them finish particularly well. They're not great in front of goal, but it's very clear what the aim is. Liverpool are trying to score 10 goals, and it's a crazy thing to try and do. It's a magnificent thing to try and do, but it ends up playing out the way in which it does.